This is episode 52 of the Mystic Place blog and podcast. Please welcome your host, Chris Grabowski, as he discusses the MyChargePeak 6000 rechargeable power bank he bought from Amazon.com.
This is Chris Grabowski, and I wanted to demonstrate the MyChargePeak power bank. This device allows you to charge up to 3 USB devices at one time. And I will let the computer read the description to tell you a little bit more about it.
Thank you, Chris. I would like to read the description. The MyChargePeak 6000 rechargeable power bank has 6000 mAh of power that will meet your most demanding portable charging needs. The Peak adds 27 hours of talk time and can charge up to 3 devices at once. Built-in micro USB and Apple connectors, plus the onboard USB port for use with your own cable, will charge a variety of portable phones, tablets, and digital devices. The built-in USB charging cable lets you charge Peak from any USB port, or plug Peak's fold-out prongs into a wall power outlet for ultra-fast recharging. You will know when your Peak is full via tone and voice notifications, in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. Thanks. Now back to Chris.
And now I am back with the device. And it is a square box that can fit about in your hand. On the top, there are prongs, electrical prongs that fold down. And you can plug this into a outlet to charge it. And I'm going to do that now, just so we can see what this sounds like. And that's what it does. It tells you that it's charging the power bank, which is the built-in battery.
Charging disconnected. Powering off.
I just unplugged it, and now I'm going to fold the receptacle back up because I don't need them. On the left side, you have a cable that folds down, and this is the micro USB port. And you can connect devices that take micro USB to charge, and I am going to connect my Note 2 to it. Now, one thing I am not able to do is connect the Note 2 without removing it from the OtterBox Defender case. That's one thing I don't like about it, but it's not a fault of the device, it's a fault of the case itself. So I'm going to connect this.
Power on, charging micro device.
So it is charging the micro USB.
1154 and ringer 85%.
And there we have it. There's the note with Heather telling me that the device is charging. The note is still connected. On the bottom of the device, you have, this is all on the front, you have like a little place where you can stick your finger and fold it down. And this is the 30-pin Apple adapter, the old 30-pin adapter. And I'm going to take my iPad 3, and I'm going to connect it to the bank.
Charging Apple device.
And it says charging Apple device.
55%.
Outboard delivery.
So now it's charging both my iPad and my Note 2. And I'm going to disconnect the iPad.
Charging disconnected.
One notification. Shipwreck. Shipwreck. Out.
And then I am also going to disconnect the Note 2.
Charging disconnected. Powering off.
Screen off.
11.
So now
it is 11:57 on Friday, March 15th.
It is not charging anything now, and I can tuck the cable back in, and I can fold up the iOS port. Where the 30-pin adapter connects to the left of it,
screen off.
There is a standard USB port, and I could take a standard USB cable and charge any device that I want. Just any off-the-shelf device, and I'm going to take a standard cable and connect it to the U2. So I'm going to turn on the U2. And I am going to connect the cable directly to the U2. And we'll see what happens. I have not done this. And then I'm going to take the other end, connect it to the MyCharge. And in theory, this should work.
Power on, charging USB device.
Okay, so it's charging the USB device.
78 charged, using USB power, static box.
So it's a 78 charged using USB power. So it is drawing power from the MyCharge to charge the U2. So I will connect, disconnect.
Charging disconnected, powering off.
The right side, there's another cable. It's a standard USB cable.
Power on, charging power bank.
And I just actually connected it to the USB port of the U2, and it said that it's charging the power bank, so it must be charging the power bank from the U2. So in theory, instead of using the power receptacle to charge the power bank, you could connect this to your computer and charge it if you couldn't, didn't have access to an outlet for whatever reason, maybe in a hotel. They're really hard to find, so you wouldn't be able to do that. So I'm going
charging
to
disconnected, powering off.
Disconnect the cable from the U2, and I will fold it up, and then there's a little rubber flap that goes over the end of the cable and secures it in. And when I'm talking about cables, I'm talking about a cable maybe the length of your finger. They're really not long, obtrusive cables. Going back towards the bottom of the MyCharge, you will find a button, and that button tells you the status of the MyCharge.
Battery is full.
And it says battery is full, and that is the battery that's in the MyCharge itself. I am going to connect my PlexTalk to the MyCharge, the USB port on the bottom, and see what happens. So I've got the PlexTalk pocket, and I'm going to connect the USB cable. It's a mini USB.
Power on, charging USB device.
So it just said power on, charging USB device. The PlexTalk just made its AC power connected sound. And then let's check the battery status of the PlexTalk.
USB power.
It says USB power battery charging, so you can use the MyCharge to charge the PlexTalk. You can also use it to charge the BookSense, and I can't demonstrate that because I'm using the BookSense to record the demonstration. So this is a really, really nice device. The company that manufactures it, there are two of them. There is the MyCharge Peak and the MyCharge Summit. The difference, from what I understand, is the Peak has more charging capability or longer charging capability than the Summit. And I also understand that in the next model of the MyCharge, they will be removing the speech functionality, so it will not talk. So if you want a MyCharge, either Peak or Summit, you should probably buy one while you can. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this episode or discussion of the MyCharge. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Hi there. My name is Joey.
And my name is Kimberly.
Thanks for listening to the Mystic Place blog and podcast. We hope you have enjoyed this episode.
Joey.
Yes, Kimberly.
It is my turn to talk.
Okay.
Thanks, Joey.
No problem.
If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send an email to mysticplacepodcast@gmail.com or leave a voice message at 864. Mystic 4, that is 8646978424, or follow him on Twitter at Jedi Kent, JEDIKENT.
You can visit the website at www.mysticplacepodcast.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast by searching in iTunes or at www.mysticplacepodcast.com/questionfeed=podcast to your podcatcher.
Have a nice day.
Take care.